We can all agree this is kind of a stupid thing. And all I know people get offended by that because there are folks, we work hard to make this. No, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't need this thing. Mm. That being said, there must be people that go just to see this because every year there is an insane amount of coverage of when it's coming, what the first day will be it's open, and what it will be. The butter has arrived.
What?
For the New York State Fair. Butter sculpture. No word on what the butter will be shaped into.
Well, that's top
secret.
It's
always a big reveal.
It is.
Yeah,
it
Hochul
is.
Don't even know.
Yeah, but statewide, we are all waiting with bated breath. Mm. Quick sidebar, you brought that up.
Right.
Do you think if the governor, the person who runs the state of New
top
York,
secret.
Wanted to know what the butter sculpture was going to be, that they'd tell her?
You'd have to, man.
I don't know. I mean,
if there's one person you're going to butter up, it's the governor.
Folks. So this story of what the butter sculpture will be and when it will debut is covered thoroughly every year. There will be a minimum of three more stories about it before they actually reveal the butter sculpture.
They just showed them bringing the butter in undercover. I'm not kidding you. Off the truck, undercover, and then like them like putting it in that case wherever they're going to do the
sculpture. Is there like a special team that does that every year? Like,
oh, you're talking about Butter Force One?
Is that your sole job? To do the sculpture, fair?
Well, okay, no, we know. Remember we found out last year, because this is how much it gets talked about. Every year we talk about the butter sculpture, that the sculptor was not a New York native. Wasn't he from Pennsylvania?
Something, probably. Yeah, he's from out of state.
You couldn't find anybody in New York that knew how to sculpt butter? And like this guy who sculpts butter sculptures, he does these for state fairs across the country, so he's not even exclusive to New York State, which kind of felt like I was robbed.
Oh, all right.
Right? Give me a good old New York set of hands sculpting my butter sculpture. So, Tommy, despite the fact that this is pointless is too harsh a word. No, I'm not saying pointless. Right.
Unnecessary?
No. Okay, unnecessary is fair. Mm. There must be people that go to the state fair just for the butter sculpture based on what a big deal it is every year leading up to
the butter
sculpture.
Wait, you're saying just for this for the butter sculpture? Like, they could care less about all the other fun stuff going on at the fair.
Well, that's a bonus, but they're mainly going for the butter sculpture.
That's a sad butter person.
I'm a butter person? A sad butter ball?
Yeah.
I mean,
it really is.
Maybe it's a family tradition, like one of those things where everybody takes a picture in front of the butter sculpture. Maybe you're a family that, you know, has
people go
roots.
And look at Christmas, like a Christmas tree, right?
Yeah, but Christmas trees dazzle you. It's a festival
it's
time of the year.
Like,
there's
lights.
Like, there's all that
more work probably goes into the butter sculpture.
That's but I'm just thinking, like, at the fair, all that good food, the excitement, the razzle dazzle. I got to go into a room and look at a dairy product.
I love how you call it razzle dazzle. It is a state fair. I wouldn't say that there's razzle and dazzle. Maybe dazzle.
There's always razzle dazzle on the Midway.
What's a razzle dazzle?
Yeah, and all the bells, the lights, the people, the excitement, the food.
Like, the butter sculpture gets more coverage than the shows that they put out on the New York State Fair. Mm-hmm. And the concerts that they do are phenomenal.
Yeah, they bring in big name talent every year.
And if I'm not mistaken, they're free with admission to the fair, which is only like $8.
Yeah.
Right? So like you can go see legitimate living musician legends that are performing for you if you just wander over where they're playing in the, you know, whatever, Chevy, whatever, center court.
Yeah.
But five stories of the butter sculpture. Five butter sculpture stories. And here's the thing, man. It's working because I kind of want to go see the butter sculpture.
All right.
I hate it so much that I want to be a part of it.
I get it must get slammed with people just passing through and wanting to look at it.
I mean, if I was there, I'd want to go look at it for sure. I'm not passing on the butter sculpture if I'm there.
But so you would make it a point to go see the butter sculpture?
Yeah, I've never seen the butter sculpture.
All right, so it worked.
Like, I think it's one of those things where I think, well, that's lame, and then I go like, wow, that's a pretty cool butter sculpture.
Cool.
Well, no, like, here's the thing. You're making fun now.
Yeah.
Right? You would go see it.
Yes, you
would.
You would
then start telling your wife facts that you heard from us when we're talking about the
and
butter
sculpture.
And
then say other things you've seen in your travels across the country. Well, one time I saw a giant ball of yarn.
All right, so here is your heads up.
Yeah, what do you do?
Get ready to go see the butter sculpture.
Get butter up, buddy.
Buy your tickets.
Do you have a butter buddy to go with?
Ooh, a buddy. Would you want to be my butter buddy?
I don't think so.
No.
It's a pretty long ride.